Hey friend, Rebecca here. Welcome to Love Is Not Dead, Just My Husband. Now I know that the pain of a loss may seem never ending, and we can let it eat us alive and break us down to our weakest point, or we can choose to live. My question is, do you just want to survive, or do you want to thrive? So if you're ready, I want you to join me here each week so we can widow our own way together. I had the amazing honor of being an impact speaker at the Women's Wellness Fest in Jacksonville, Florida, 2 weekends ago. And man, was I nervous. I had no idea what I should speak about. The topic changed for me about 3 or 4 times until it finally hit me. It's the whole reason I was back at the Women's Wellness Fest to begin with, and it's why this event is so dear to me. It was at this event last year that my dear friend Mary Beth encouraged me to do public speaking or start a podcast. As I was deciding on what to say, I was remembering how I met Mary Beth, and it made me reevaluate how I felt about everything happening for a reason. I stopped believing in this a long time ago. I had already lost what little faith I had had in God. Death and loss had become a constant part of my life for 4 years running. And of course, there had been some good things that happened along the way, but the grief has always been with me. It's a little bit of bitterness in every moment of joy. It's a little heartbreak mixed in with new love. It's also a constant reminder that I'm alive and someone I love is not. It's a feeling of being alone, but knowing they're still with you. I used to believe in karma and everything happening for a reason. When something good happens, we're so grateful and we accept it with no questions asked. We call it a blessing and run with it. Even when something bad happens, we put a spin on it and we say things like, when one door closes, another one opens. But what happens when tragedy strikes? Is it karma that I got cancer? Did Tom die for some reason? What was it that I did so bad in my lifetime to deserve such tragedies? I blame myself for everything that happened. What if I was there when Tom died? Would I have known it was happening? Could I have stopped it? If I called 911, would the ambulance have arrived in time? Why was I so selfish and stubborn about being in North Carolina? I even thought for a moment that I manifested my cancer, that I caused it somehow. Not wearing enough sunscreen, never taking out my contacts like I was supposed to. I knew I was having trouble with my vision, and I didn't even go to the eye doctor. What if I went sooner? Would I still have my eye? Would I even still have some vision? When my brother Donnie died, I was consumed with guilt. Could I have prevented it somehow? Why didn't I go see him more? Why didn't I reach out more? Why did I quit answering when he cried wolf? Was this the one time that I didn't answer, and this is the moment he died? What did I do to deserve all this and all the other string of bad things that happened? What am I doing wrong? Am I not a nice person? Is it because I'm constantly questioning God? Do I not have enough faith? You may have heard me talk about the Mexico trip I took after my brother died. This was also the trip that I met Mary Beth. It's a funny story, and I'll have to share it later because I like to keep these episodes short. This trip was for a women's wellness retreat. I was not in the headspace to go, but I'm glad I did. It ended up being a pivotal moment in my life. It wasn't from the yoga, the meditation, or the spiritual workshops that were offered. It was because of the women that I met. So many beautiful, amazing, strong, caring, supportive, and inspiring women with their own stories of triumph. even when everyone else was sharing, I was still holding back, thinking that no one wanted to hear the story of a sad, lonely, cancerous widow. But when I finally shared, I was not met with pity or looks of despair. It was the complete opposite. These women were praising me. They were so thoughtful and loving, and they held so much space for me to feel safe in sharing. The energy of these women was unbelievable. When they told me how strong and brave I was, I actually felt it. They told me how inspiring they thought my story was, and they were in awe of me, and I was surviving. And that's it. I was just surviving, not thriving. I knew then that I wanted to start living, but living for myself. This was definitely easier said than done. I found myself wanting to be surrounded by these women again, or at least women like them. Then Mary Beth invites me to the Women's Wellness Fest. And Erica, my other friend that I made on the trip, flew all the way into Raleigh and drove with me to Florida. It was 6 to 7 hours of nonstop laughing, mostly courtesy of my recent dating attempts. The Women's Wellness Fest was just what I needed, along with some much-needed time with my new friends Mary Beth and Erica. They are both so genuinely kind. Being around them inspire me to just be a better human being. I believe Mary Beth and Erica came into my life for a reason. After the festival was over, Mary Beth said she thought about asking me to speak, but wasn't sure how I'd feel about it. My reaction was that no one wants to hear a story of a sad, lonely, cancerous widow at a wellness event that they're coming to be inspired and lifted up. Once again, Mary Beth was reminding me how amazing she thought that I was and that my story is inspiring and not as depressing as I think. I was still having a hard time believing that. We talked about public speaking or doing a podcast. We got some good laughs about all the funny stories that I could share dating as a widow. And there just so happened to be a widow podcast that I was listening to at the time, looking for widows to speak about dating. Mary Beth encouraged me to apply just to see how I would like being on a podcast. So I did. I wrote a 3-page essay on dating as a widow. Yeah. I went a little overboard with that one. But after the podcast interview and speaking with the other widows, I was hooked. Even they thought I would be great at a podcast. Then the messages started coming in from other widows who listened, asking me questions or telling me how much they enjoyed my episode. Loss has been my catalyst for change in so many ways. It's motivated me to discover who I am and who I want to be in this world. It's helped me find a meaning in life that I forgot that I had. Before I even met Tom, I had signed up for college. I wanted to be a social worker, a counselor, or a criminal psychologist. I've always wanted to help people. Even now, my degree is in human resources, which is helping people. My losses have led me here. With this podcast. This podcast has helped me move forward in my grief more than I ever expected. There's so much more healing for me to do, and there's so much more living that I want to do. And I want to share this experience. So now I'm on a new path, a path to become a certified coach. I want to help other widows learn how to not only survive, but to thrive, to know there is a whole life out there for them to still live. And the only way to do that, in my opinion, is to learn to widow your own way. So, if this is my karma, I'll take it. I refuse to believe that the universe will take away something so precious as life and not give me anything in return. Because after all, love is not dead, just my husband.
Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Love is Not Dead, Just My Husband. I really hope you've been inspired to move forward just a little, or a lot. And always remember to widow your own way. I know it takes time to get there, but you won't find me sitting around waiting for my life to begin any longer. So I hope you tune in each week to see what comes next. And if once a week isn't enough, you can head on over to my Facebook and Instagram so we can chat. I would love to hear your thoughts on today's episode and get to know you better. And please, don't forget to hit the subscribe button, give me a 5-star rating, and leave a review so you never miss an opportunity to hang out with me.